Full-Time Podcast Producer, Episode 3, where we're going to talk about who your show is for and why you are making it. And guys, you better have some really good answers to those questions. So I stole today's episode idea, or really I stole the solution for today's episode idea. And I did it because this is a very important topic, but also I haven't found anyone who's been able to communicate this more clearly or more better, which I know is incorrect English, but I haven't heard anyone communicate it the way that this creator did. Let's talk about the problem first. Every podcast is based off of two guiding principles: why you made the show and who the show is made for. And there's some overlap there, especially if when you talk about why this episode matters to that said target audience, and we'll do a deep dive into that. But those are the two guiding principles that guide everything when it comes to a podcast. It guides what content you create and topics you talk about. It guides what guests you have on and the caliber of guest and the niche and the expertise they need to bring to the table. It also dictates the advice you are going to give a show owner as a podcast producer. Whether you're the show owner and you're giving yourself a pep talk as to something regarding to your show, because as we established in the first episode, if you are making your own show, you are in fact a podcast producer. You just happen to be producing your own podcast. But also, if you are looking to become a professional full-time podcast producer, you need to know the answer to those two questions whenever you're engaging with that specific show. Because if you end up deviating away from the target audience or the why as to what that show is based around, you are going to have a very uncomfortable conversation with your client when it finally comes up. But those are things that you need to keep at the front of mind when it comes to creating a successful podcast. And I see shows launch and go up, and they haven't fully fleshed out the idea or the concept of why and who. You have someone who decides, okay, I want to inspire or I want to educate. And let's say they want to educate about a certain topic. Let's say it's cattle. I just pulled that out of thin air. Well, the more and more specific you get, the more clear and clear it is what kind of content you need to be making versus I just want to make a show about cattle. And the foundation for your show, your guiding light as to what it is you're there to do, isn't very bright. And so those situations are rather rough to work in, whether you are a podcaster or a producer, because no one's entirely sure what direction it is that you're going in. Same goes with audience. If I'm trying to target everyone, then in reality, I'm really targeting no one, or I should rephrase that, I'm really impacting no one, because there's no one that I'm trying to establish a special connection with. If, let's say, I'm trying to target first responders, well, that's good. You're targeting a very specific general profession that falls under a lot of umbrellas. But let's say how much more of a connection you could create with a target audience if you were to target specifically firefighters. Well, then we're getting somewhere, because now I know there are certain topics that are relevant to them and there are certain topics that are not. And I need to make sure that for that audience that I'm targeting, I am delivering content with them in mind. Now, that's kind of a rough overview. And for some of you, I might not be talking about anything that's exactly new. But at this point, I would invite you to just pause and reassess, where are you at in relation to your why and your who? Into your why you're creating this podcast and the result it is you're wanting to see, or the impact you're wanting to make on the world and the audience that you're targeting. Are you actually making content that relates to them? Are you actually making connections and relationships with listeners in that niche through your show? If the answer isn't a resounding yes, then it may be time to stop what you're doing and reassess just how you can get more specific and more niched with those questions or with the answers to those questions, which brings us to the solution. Now, I'm going to pause real quick here and give some credit where it's due. So there is a book that was written called Podcasting Made Simple and a parallel book to it called Podcast Marketing, both under the pen name Danielle Larson. These books, I highly recommend that you read them if you're new to podcasting or if you're really wanting to get a better understanding of the industry and just what works and what doesn't work, especially if you're wanting to become a producer. But the reason I bring these up is because in both books, Larson talks about the idea of MTP, massive transformative purpose. Earlier, I said your guiding light as to the direction you're trying to go with your show. They break it down in a very specific way that guides you through being detailed in what the answers to those questions are, but also making sure that it is a bit scary. They give some examples. Google. Google's massive transformative purpose is to organize the world's information. That's daunting. That's scary. I'm not even part of Google. And that makes me a little bit nervous when I'm trying to wrap my mind around what it would take to deliver on that goal. And that's what I encourage podcasters to do, is to make a very clear, specific result that it is you are wanting to find with your show, what it is that you are wanting to have as an end result of creating the show, and also very specifically your target audience and what it is they're going to get out of listening to your podcast. That's how community is built. That's how success happens. Because if you don't have those two things, then you're just making content and hoping that something sticks. Now, there are a few massive transformative purposes that I would recommend you do not pursue up front. For example, a lot of people talk about, oh, I just want to be a full-time podcaster. You got to have something more than that. If your goal is to simply make money off of creating a podcast, I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm not saying that it won't ever happen. But if you're starting something and you are immediately looking for sponsors and you have no previous following and you are very, very new to this, that massive transformative purpose, that goal isn't going to get you as far as I want to make content for this specific niche that speaks to me. I'd like to just break this down with a personal podcast that I worked on, Business RPG, a business podcast designed to help nerds who didn't know what they wanted to be when they grew up. Mainly, the concept was interviewing entrepreneurs that came from a nerd background or that had a nerd business. I interviewed dungeon masters in D&D. I interviewed different people in the tech space. I interviewed some people who were coaches. And something interesting happened. When I was specific about who it was I really wanted to have a community with and why it was I was making the show, which at that time was to build community, really educate myself on the different businesses that were out there and take as many people on the ride with me as wanted to come. Now, I could have gotten a lot more specific with those two things, but those spots that I got to as far as how far I broke it down really delivered on interesting results when it came to the connections I made. When it actually came to a few people who wanted to hire me as an audio producer or a podcast producer for their projects, I'd really encourage you to sit down and just figure out what is your purpose for this podcast and who is it there to serve? What is it that your target audience is going to get out of listening to your podcast? What is it that you're wanting to get out of creating this podcast? And if you get really good at this, eventually you'll start asking those exact questions based off of episodes. What is it that I want my audience to walk away with as a result of listening to this episode? What is it that I want to have happen as a result of creating this episode? Why am I making this content and who am I making it for? That's really what a lot of podcasting is based around, those two things. And I really, really hope you have great answers to those questions. If that made sense, if you wouldn't mind just giving me some feedback and especially letting me know what your why and your who is for your show, find me on LinkedIn, link down in the show notes below, and we can have a conversation. I'm curious more and more now than ever to connect with people about the different niches that they're getting into. Also, feel free to make sure you're subscribed to this podcast and leave a review. And in the meantime, I hope you guys do great, and we'll talk to you really, really soon.